Roots of Armodoxy, Angels of Gellart. Angels are all around us. If only we look, an angel is a messenger that shares God's message of faith, hope, and love with people. Several angels have been encountered by people, both in ancient times, in biblical times, and today. Vazgen I of blessed memory, the Catholicos of all Armenians from 1955 to 1994, was one such angel. During the harshest years of Soviet oppression and their hushing of the human spirit, many of the monasteries and churches in Armenia were forced to close their doors or limit their access to the people. The diplomacy of Catholicos Vazgen secured certain rights and functions of the church in the midst of targeted atheism. Some of his actions were meant to go under the Soviet radar, but for the most part, the church functioned, albeit in limited form, in full view of the government. He was a gifted and patient leader of the church, who was loved by the people. Vazgen I was an angel for nearly four decades, passing along the faith, the hope for better days to come, and all of his compassion and an example of love. During the Soviet rule over Armenia, it was common for tourists to visit Armenian monasteries as part of the cultural landscape. In other words, the religious significance of these sacred sites was diminished by the government by presenting them as expressions of random creativity, not necessarily inspired by the spirit. The Christian background was minimalized and even nullified in certain instances. For the tourist in the official state narrative about church and monasteries. Gellartavank, or the monastery at Gellart, is unique because its wonder is felt only after you enter its doors. It is a monastery carved out of a mountain. Inside, different chambers are interconnected through narrow and low hallways. Gellart means lance or spear. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19, we read that as Jesus committed his spirit on the cross, the soldiers who were witnessing the crucifixion pierced his side with a lance to assure themselves Jesus was dead. That lance is kept by the Armenian church to this day and was originally housed at Gellartavank. The monastery was a tourist stop even during Soviet times. Today, people flock there for curiosity, but more and more as a pilgrimage shrine to augment their faith. We arrived one morning to discover a small group of a cappella singers concluding their mini concert in one of their caves. Their repertoire included a few sharagans, or hymns, of the Armenian church, and a couple samplers from Gomidas Vartabed. We inquired when the next concert might take place, and they told us it would be a bit later. Our group of nine pilgrims entered the cave at Gellartavank. We were alone. We huddled together and sang a hymn, requesting God's mercy, Der Vohormia. The acoustics of the cave are such that we, untrained vocalists, sounded amazing. So much so that the group of a cappella singers came back in, as if to answer a prayer. They smiled directly at us and lined up in front of us. Taking out an electronic pitchfork, one of the singers gave the note, and the others tuned into that note to produce the concert that was the answer to our prayer. It was renewing, invigorating, leaving us in tears with full heart of contentment. Life is a give and take, even with angels. We weren't expecting this concert. Rather, our prayer was one of thanksgiving. Not everything needs to be articulated. Sometimes it's best to pray and know that everything will fall into place. Angels bring that simple message to us as they did that day at Gellartavank. We pray the prayer of St. Nerse Shnorali from the 20th hour. Benevolent Lord, commit me to a good angel who may deliver my soul in peace and convey it undisturbed through the cruelty of evil to heavenly places. Amen.